Tonight, I want us to hit a great topic again and again. It's sort of like this John 3:16. And people say, you use that quite a bit. Well, I hope I use it every Sunday. I hope that each one of us, just because that we focus on a scripture, that we said, no, we learned that last year. That's a problem. You never learn the depth of the Word of God, because the Word of God, is it not changing? But the changing part, not His Word, His truth remains the same always. The changing part is, and for us, as we're listening to His Word, each time you will get something different when you read the same scripture. John 3:16 is still the scripture that leads so many to Jesus Christ. The Word of God never grows old. It's the same yesterday, today, and it will be forever. There's power not only in His Word, but in every concept of who Jesus is. In our thinking about Jesus, there's power. What's going on with us in our society? We're turning loose from the power, and we're looking for some kind of what we call peace. And people say, well, I just cannot get it yet. The trouble is, peace is not something you get. Peace is a gift direct from God that is presented to you when you seek His will. You're looking for His peace within us. And God says, by the way, in order for you to really feel my peace, you're probably going to hurt for a little while. You're probably going to have to go through those times in life when you sit back, just like Job was. Sunday, for the message, I guess I'm going to preach. I'm not so sure anymore. But listen to Job, the man of patience. Well, I'm reading and reading and reading Job. I think, Job, good gracious, quit whining. You may have patience, but you're the biggest whiner I ever did see. And Sunday, I will read the scripture where he is so upset. Why did you not kill me in my mother's womb before I ever saw the light of day? And people said, yes, he's a man of patience. Well, it's one thing to be patient. There's another thing, folks, to whine in the process of being patient. And Christians do that all the time. I'm serving the Lord, but now you all are picking on me. Well, lead somebody to Jesus. In the process of them picking on you, you let them know God loves you. I don't care what you're saying about the Lord, He still loves you, and He wants you to come. He wants you to know Him in that free gift from Him of eternal life through the blood of His Son. And He will not turn you away. But no, we had rather say, well, they're not going to let me say Jesus out in the public anymore. I've never had anybody ever attempt to stop me from saying Jesus out in the public. Now, they may tell me that, I'm going to fine you. Do you think, and maybe that the word Jesus may end up becoming a curse word in the society in which we're living today? Many think it is anyway. Oh, all that fantasy stuff. I don't want my child knowing about that fantasy stuff. And I said, well, I don't see anything wrong with fantasy, but this isn't fantasy. This is real. Well, if the blood of Christ was not so powerful, and if there's no strength within it, why are so many afraid of it? Tell me, why are so many afraid of the name Jesus? You can see them just shudder. Oh, my goodness. No, don't say that. Don't say that. I like the doctor that's running for president. And I liked the one of the statements he said, and he said, doing this is not really brain surgery. And as a brain surgeon for children, I thought that was cool. Anyway, building a life of faith. Notice I said building the life of faith. As we go through life, our faith strengthens. So often, our faith will strengthen, and we don't realize that the trial and tribulation we're in is strengthening us for what's to come. And then when we find out that, well, you know, bad days are coming because we thought they were already here, and God is preparing us for the real hard times. But the Lord says, I want you to focus on me. In every situation, every problem, every turmoil, we will either focus on that problem, that turmoil, or we'll focus on, oh, woe is me, you know, the whining Christian stuff, instead of focusing on the freedom that Christ gives us. You know, talk to me. I love you. Talk to me and I'll give you direction. And we are so hard-headed because we might not want to go direction the Lord is calling us. So the best thing for me to do is just not listen to the word. That way I can't be found guilty of hearing the word and turning away from it. Be surprised how many folk really think that. Hebrews 11, verse 6, without faith, all of us know this one by heart. Close. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must, once again, believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. I've done several sermons on this. It's the focus of when you believe that he exists, he is who he says he is, well, you have to believe that he's going to reward you for your belief. That is not a selfish act. The rewards that we will receive from God the Father because of our belief in Jesus the Son is that one day we will be in his presence and we will put all those rewards at the feet of Jesus, who really is the one who calls the rewards to be there. It is us realizing the gift that we have comes from God. Not us. So I must believe that he is God, and also that he rewards those who trust his son. Now you tell me any other God, and all these people out here worshiping all of these false gods, and if you'll notice, all of their gods are telling them, well, you got to die. You got to go out here and you got to kill a whole bunch of people. You have to do this. You have to do that. And God says, why don't you come to my son? He loves you. So we, Christianity, has the message of love. And the message of love is causing the society of this nation, is causing our society to turn against Christianity. Oh, what, you know, remember what Jesus said, when he's talking to the Pharisees, remember a lot of things Jesus said. When he's talking to the Pharisees, he said, all of this time that I've been with you and all the miracles you have seen me do, which one of those miracles are you ready to stone me for? And Jesus is putting it right in them. You're getting ready to destroy me, or think that you are, and you're destroying me because of what? I came loving. I came bringing the dead back, the lame to walk, the blind to see. What could Gretchen see, even if the blind man didn't even have any eyeballs? Here Jesus is making mud pies and all of this, and rolling them up, popping them in. And it, now, that's a miracle. But isn't it amazing? People say, I don't believe that. What do you believe? Well, I believe hard work will get you to heaven. I never know what book people are reading on this stuff. Okay, now hard work is good for you in the secular realm. It is good for you to work hard. Used to be the harder you work, the more you would make, and the more now the harder you work, and the more you make, the more you have to give to somebody else. Okay, number one. Let's look at what faith is. Building a life. Number one, faith is believing when you don't see it. Right? Okay, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. I know that Jesus Christ died for me and I wasn't there. I know that he forgave my sins. I wasn't there. But you know how I know? Because he's here. He's here. He said, I'll never change. Picture Jesus, from the physical person of Jesus, he's 2,000 years old, still looking good. How do I know? Because he lets us know that through him, there's no such thing as aging. Through him, there's no such thing as the end. We, as Christians, in our faith in Christ, we are the only, if they want to use religion as the term, religion that has no end. There is no ending to us. Now, so God says, when you come here to be with me, it's eternal. And then you read the scripture and you're looking at all of this stuff that's going on. And then, you know, you get to a point and then all of a sudden there's a message that says, actually, heaven is so great that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor had it even entered the heart of man about the greatness. Now, you and I can think pretty great things, and we can't even begin to come close to such love. From what I've dealt with today, I listen and I'm thinking, you know, the key to our nation and to families is peace, inner peace. If an individual is not at peace on the inside, they will go on the war path on the outside. Jealousy comes out of not having peace, not finding that, well, you know, and to take from someone else, I'm going to take from you because it looks like you have more than I do, and it's not right for you to do that, so I'm going to steal it from you. Pay attention, folks, to the home invasions. They are rampant. And the majority of time you will hear about them or read about them, they say it's burglary, or they'll say, you know, use another term. When they go in that house with people there, that's home invasion. But if you let too much of it get out, people are terrified. What do we do? Well, use your common sense, the physical human common sense. I guess they're going to have to redefine what common sense means, because you don't find many people that even use the basics. Faith is believing when you don't see it. Number two, faith is obeying when you don't understand it. Lord, I know you're speaking to my heart, and I just wanted to get back with you in case it was a typo. What if, because what you've told me to do, I don't think I'm comfortable doing. Lot, you're going to leave the city. I'm not comfortable doing that. Well, you stay here, you're going to die with them. But, you know, there was something there. Look in that scripture again. Remember what the angels told him? Come, you must go because it cannot be destroyed as long as you're here. God will not rain down and the judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah as long as you're here. We've come to get you out. And then that's when he takes his family with him, as you know. But remember in that, never forget this, he was the only righteous person in the whole city, to include his own family. They were not considered righteous. Okay. Obeying when you don't understand it. Hebrews 11:7. It was by faith that Noah built an ark to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about something that had never happened before. Remember what that was? Rain. It had never rained before. What the hell you explain rain when it's never happened. Hebrews 11:8. It was faith that made Abraham obey when God called him to go out to the country God had promised to him. He left his own country without knowing where he was going. And we've got GPSs and everything anymore. We want to know, what kind of food they're serving there. I'm not going if they're not serving good food. Is everything clean? And God calls his servants. And he says, go. Well, faith is not sitting there arguing with God about, how's this going to happen when I get there? Don't you worry. When God sends you, he'll take care of all the rest of it. So faith is obeying when you don't understand it. Number three, faith is giving when you don't have it. Now, many people only use this for finances, but that's not true. Faith, giving when you don't have it. Have you ever been called on for help? And I'm talking about spiritual help. When you're broken spiritually, you yourself are so broken down spiritually that you're spiritually drained. You get spiritually drained, you're overwhelmed with that spiritual draining in you. And here, all of a sudden, you're getting this feeling of, God, are you sure? I don't have anything left to give. Folks, whatever you have, how little it is, it will never grow until you give it away. And I don't care what it is. That's correct. You go and here am I. And remember the most dangerous prayer that I say that a Christian can ever pray is, here am I, Lord, send me. Because he's going to do it. He's going to do it. Now, I want you all to listen to something here. Do you remember through arguments in Sunday school classes and all, and we will see, why was Abel's gift better than Cain's? Cain actually brought the blood offering, and what was Cain? Okay, here's your answer. Now, instead of us making up all the things, probably because of this. Listen, Hebrews 11:4. It was faith that made Abel's offering to God a better sacrifice than Cain's. Why are we arguing about all that other stuff? Don't you hear that being brought up all the time? Well, here's what I think. I think that it probably should have been the blood offering, but that Cain probably offered animals with flaws. No, he didn't. What was it? Faith, meaning that Abel believed that the Lord said that he would bless him. That Abel believed in faith and wanted to give it. The person that leaves faith out gives it because everybody's looking, or they don't want to feel guilty about giving or not giving it. So they give it. But the Lord says it was faith that made Abel's offering to God a better sacrifice than Cain's. Through his faith, God approved of his giving. I believe you, Lord. And I want to give this with a cheerful heart. Now, that's faith. And obviously, Cain didn't have it. We're still fighting that war today, aren't we? And I'm talking about the ancestors of Cain also. 2 Corinthians 8:2-3. Because of their great joy, they gave even more than they could afford. Okay. Yeah, I don't remember. You remember one of the churches where Paul's at was at Jerusalem when the pastor said, quit giving. Y'all stop. You've given, don't give anymore. They had too much. You remember where it was? Macedonia. Yeah. Why's Paul over yelling, come on over to Macedonia? Yeah, think of that. That was the spirit, wasn't it? Yeah. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 plus verse 8. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. But whoever sows generously will reap generously. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. And it takes faith. But you know a great thing about faith? God says, I'll give it to you. Everything we have, Christian, of the blessings and the joy through our salvation with Jesus, every bit of it is given to us. God does not ask of me anything that he has not already given me to offer. He will give to you according as to how you give to the ones he calls you to give to. You got to really watch it too in this society. Whether you all notice this or not, but there are a few shysters out in this world that we're living in. And there are a few that are in the pulpits. There are a few that are in Sunday school classes. There are many that are in the church services. And, you know, everybody's looking for a way to make themselves feel better. This feel better religion is turning out to be just that, a religion on its own. Most of the state of Kentucky, the religion is either UOK or Louisville. Yeah, that's a man. I never heard like a cheering in my life. Wouldn't that be good hearing that kind of shouting once again in God's family? Okay. Number four, faith is persisting when you don't feel like it. Let's go to church today. I don't feel like it. What do you mean don't feel like it? Well, you know good and well, both of us partied too long last night. And not only that, I've got to make sure I gargle long enough. I just don't want to go. I've been around a while and I've heard a whole lot, folks. Hebrews 11:27. It was by faith that Moses left Egypt and was not afraid of the king's anger. Fear. You will know it is of God when you're standing there and you are shaking. But you're not shaking from the fear of a king or any individual. You're shaking because you realize you're in the presence of God. That's a holy fear. The fear of being in the presence of God, not a boo type of fear. It is the fear of awesomeness, of can I stand in his presence? Well, I can tell you right now, no, you can't. You cannot stand in the presence of God. But God looks to the heart and wants to know that you see him as awesome as he truly is. So Moses goes out. He didn't care about the king's anger. He held to his purpose like a man who could see the invisible. Okay, Moses, here's what I want you to do. You remember the battles Moses went through saying, why me, Lord? You know, go through all of that. And then the Lord said, I've chosen you. Moses said, when he finally came to his senses, okay. And from that point, Moses was a type of individual as though he saw God in front of him. So people were afraid of going against him because they knew that God had blessed him. Number five, faith is thanking God before you receive it. Well, what am I going to thank? You just thank him. You thank him for everything. Lord, whatever blessing you're bringing my way today, because God only brings blessings, folks. The cursings are not from God for his children. That's from the world, Satan. Number five, thanking God before you receive it in Hebrews 11:30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. after the people had marched around them for 7 days. Thank you, Lord, because you're giving us Jericho. It didn't look like it was going to be given to them. And you know, I guess after you walk around that seven times and the walls start crumbling, those who didn't have as much faith are looking and saying, we better start believing here because the walls are crumbling. Now, I still get excited over the hornets, much less the wall coming down. Picture, Randy, I would be so great when the Lord said, okay, hornet, I want you to sting Randy, but you leave Brother Larry alone. Maybe if that it is, maybe if all of us as Christians would focus on the sting of life as a gift from God to prod us on, instead of as soon as life really hits us and we're hurting in life, that we walk away from God. Have you ever seen it? As soon as the problems start, I thought this Christian stuff was the good thing. And Mark 11:24, when you pray and ask for something, believe that you have received it, meaning as though it's already done. Because remember, the Lord tells us, I count on me being in heaven as though I am already there. You're already there. Well, the Lord really am down here now. When God speaks and says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, count it, you're already there. And I don't know whether y'all noticed or not, but your spirit, the real us on the inside, gravity has no control over us. Yeah, has no control over us. When we start going up, ain't nothing going to bring us back down. Except we're coming back with Jesus. And that's a group I want to be in. I'm thinking of Morgan French, you know, in the march and all the years he was in, was a POW. And one day when we all get back together up there at the supper table, then, you know, I always could listen to him. I didn't care how long he talked. I just love to listen to the praise of how God had blessed him. Number six, faith is trusting even if you don't get it. Hebrews 11:39-40. Pay attention to this one too, folks. Have you noticed when people that get disheartened when they're praying, you know, and God, let your will be done, and then the person dies or the horrible thing continues going on, and they either say, God did not answer my prayer. The Lord says, if we will ask, he will answer. God answers all our prayers, folks. He answers our prayers. But he says, you got to trust me that my answer is going to be the best thing for you. You know, I'm so thankful that God never, ever got me into riding a motorcycle. Never got to buy my first one. And I thought, Mom, that's not fair. SL had one. And then I saw my brother after a wreck on his motorcycle. And I thought, you know, never mind. Don't think I want one after that. Okay. Hebrews 11:39-40. They were all commended for their faith. That you're talking about all the prophets. You're talking about all of those. You're talking about the disciples. You got it? Yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better than to let them see through faith the coming of Christ. See, what was the better? I don't know, but when God says it's better, it's better. How God builds our faith. Romans 10:17, last two verses, last two scriptures. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. Faith, the true faith, folks, does not come from hearing a good book or good quotes from good books. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. 1 Peter 1:7. These trials are only to test your faith. And your faith is far more precious to God than mere gold. It will bring you much praise and honor on the day of His return. And the praise and honor to the Christian that is given on the day of the return of the Lord, we turn and give that praise to the feet of Jesus and praise His holy name.